All right. John, Michael Frank called this morning. Of course, yeah. It wouldn't be a morning if we don't hear from Michael Frank. Now, he cooks all this food for breakfast every Saturday morning. Then he sits in his driveway. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you see somebody sitting in the driveway,
that's what he's
look
doing?
Like he's little to the left, he probably is. I'm just kidding. Nah, that is Michael Frank. I'm about to check that out.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know about all that cooking he be doing.
I know everything. And then he got to go, his girlfriend is waiting for him. Or
yeah, he always got something going
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
you know, with that. And Lionel, we wish you well. Understand you're a little bit under the weather, so we're going to play something for you and kind of cheer you up. And, hey, you're going to be our you're a military guy. We don't go down. We stay up. Yeah. That's just how military guys are. Russell Koontz.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
What is he doing right now?
He was working on the engine. They put Russell, the engine in the car.
Russell, please.
They put the engine in the car.
He put the engine in the car?
They put the engine in the car.
Really?
But that's all that happened.
Oh, then what happened? He just put it in the car?
He put it in the car, but they turned the key, but...
nothing happened?
I didn't say that. You said nothing happened. You said nothing happened. I said... He put the engine in the car and he turned the key. Why would you say?
And nothing happened.
Why would you ask that?
He put it in the car. Was it in the engine compartment or he put it?
No, he
on
put
the
it
seat?
In the engine compartment. Everything was set up.
Oh, really? Yeah. He just dropped
so
it.
So why you think it didn't start?
Well, I don't know. He may have. Look.
You know Russell?
Well, no, I don't know Russell, but I can tell. I can pretty well tell. That
what?
Russell, yeah, I know Russell. Yeah, Russell worked on my car. He worked on my car, and I tell you what, I put it in first gear to go forward. It went backwards.
Well, if you know, where does Russell live at?
In Le Blue.
Well, maybe you do know Russell.
I know Russell, yeah.
Maybe you know Russell.
Yeah, I put it in forward gear.
And
it started going backwards.
Okay. So Russell, just turn around and it'll go the other way. He was just facing the wrong way, John.
That's right. That's why nothing happened.
You see, because you can't just, you got to know how to face a car,
yeah.
Big truck. You got to know how to face a car
to put
the engine right. Because right. If you face wrong, you're going to put it wrong.
You're going to put it wrong.
So you got to face the right way.
When he took it out, he was on the passenger side. And then when he put it back in, he was on the driver's side.
So he got a little confused.
He got confused.
That happened.
And I think that's what happened to my car, you see.
Oh.
So I had to put it in reverse and bring it back.
But he fixed it.
Yeah, he fixed
that
it.
Russell Koontz, you know that's a man.
Yeah.
That's a man. Anyway. Good morning, Russell Koontz up in Big Le Blue. I wanted to holler at you this morning. Just hopefully you're having a great day
that's all
this morning. And Amanda turned you in case you didn't know, but just wanted to tell you. Yeah.
Good morning, Amanda.
But anyway, anything. All right, Earl Washboard, Sally, want to say good morning to you up in Appaloosa. He's getting ready to start playing again and enjoying himself. So, anyway,
let's
Saturday morning.
Let's finish listening to What Am I Living For.
Okay, What Am I Living For? Go ahead.
It's
your fault, no.
Okay, all
Man!
say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Hopefully all you guys are doing well. Also want to recognize Isaac Burrito and congratulate him for taking care of his grandmother this morning. You're doing such a good job for Bernice this morning. And just want to say thank you for the job that you're doing, taking care of her, because I know you're doing so good. I can see her smiling right now. And that, you need to give her a little drink of water now. You need to give her a little drink of water because you didn't give her that food, but you didn't give her nothing to drink. Give her something to drink, Isaac. You know, she needs something to ask. I bet you she wants something to drink. Isaac, you're doing a good job, buddy. Take care. This is your great Uncle Melvin that's just hollering at you this morning. Hopefully you're having a great day and enjoying yourself in Big Charlie Town. All right, let's continue with more.
Something by Gino.
Amos, the cook. Here in Lafayette, want to holler at you this morning, and we're getting ready to eat some of that good stuff that you know how to do, so getting ready for that. I'm ready now.
What are you going to cook?
I don't know, but whatever it's going to be, like they say, whatever it is, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, so I'm ready to eat now. So, I hope it'd be ready by the time I get off the radio, which I doubt, but because it's not scheduled until later, but I understand. Have a good day, and we'll see you later on, Amos, and hopefully everybody's well and doing good. And I think that's it for right now. L. Ray, good morning to you, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. And Bernice, special hello just for you. All right.
Gino. A dog, and that dog is always proud. And so I found this CD, and I used to play it quite a bit.
You used to play what?
David Egan.
Oh yeah.
And David Egan described it so clear.
You better hide it.
Yeah. Well, I take it with me.
Yeah, okay.
And it's called Proud Dog.
The Proud Dog. Everybody got dogs?
Yeah. You ever seen a dog that wasn't proud?
I never seen a dog unhappy.
No.
Unhappy. Always. Dogs little, always happy.
My little dog, Clarice, always happy.
They're always happy.
He just,
as happy as it can be.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah. And you know, they get shamed, too. It's amazing to see a dog when he gets shamed when he do something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
I said, you know. I point at it. If he does a little dropping sometimes, yeah. I point at it. He said, oh.
Oh, you got me. Oh, man.
You got me.
Morning, Alfred and Val. Hopefully y'all having a good day, you and your families. Colin, good morning to you, and Lorenzo, and Tracy, and Tweety Bird, Tiny, good morning. Val, Faye, good morning.
Yep.
And Drew, get up and fast, eh? Comment les affaires, chef?
Manger.
Puis manger, ça c'est bon. Mange. JT, good morning to you up in Big Mamu this morning. JT from Church Point, good morning to you. Hopefully everybody's doing well. And so Herb, good morning to you. And to my crew, to KD and to Joy and to Ronnie and to Leon and Chris, you out of town, but have yourself a fine time with your arthritis.
The whole gang.
We all got arthritis, I think, for some reason.
Yeah,
arthritis in the elbow. I mean, the hand and the elbow just go up and down there. Yeah. Down there. Oh yeah. It's all good.
Proud Dog by David Egan.
Well, your foot's in a trap and you're gnawing at your leg. You're a proud dog. You just might lose it, but you ain't about to beg, cause you're a proud dog. Showing them teeth cause you're wanting to survive. You're a proud dog. And all, it's a dog's life. And you're a proud dog. Well, the cat gets nine and you only get one. So you better just have a little doggone fun and be a proud dog. Even if you're just a bag of bone, it might get to call your own. And wherever you scratch your ass in home, you don't fetch no sticks, don't do no stunts, cause ever since you were just a mama's little runt, you was a proud dog. Even if you do so bad, we
proud dog.
And chien qui vaunteur.
And vaunteur. Proud dog. You know, all dogs are proud. If you're watching, they're all proud.
I mean, oh, they're all proud. You know, yeah.
Zydeco Joe called in this morning. He's wondering about you, Raymond Valvasur. What's going on with you?
Raymond Valvasur.
We haven't heard from Raymond. He's just hoping. He say he hasn't seen any kind of a pickup service in a while. He said because they always have a pickup service, you know. So he's just concerned about if you're still there, Raymond. We haven't heard from you. You know, and it's getting nowadays. You know, you don't see your friends in a while, and with the pandemic and stuff, you always wonder. Hopefully, everything is going good because things happen so fast nowadays. You actually miss out, and then you hate to ask about people sometimes because then it'd be, haven't you heard? When they say, haven't you heard, you got a problem. Something going on, something that you missed. But anyway, that's just the world that we're living in right now, and then just keep on doing what we're doing. Want to say good morning to the BOP up in Oakdale. Hopefully all you guys are doing well and everything is going good. And let's see what else we got. Amos Hall and Walter Goodley, thank you guys for inviting me yesterday to go out fishing, and that was a fun day. Really appreciate doing that.
Caught a bunch of fish.
Huh?
That's what you said. Y'all cut. We
caught 100.
Y'all were very generous.
Very. We caught 100, gave away 95. You know, we some fishermen. And man, it's all in about a four-hour period. You know, we were kind of busy there.
Every time you drop your line in the water.
Oh, man, the cover. Pull them out, man. It got so much, we just said, no, let's just quit. The fish wouldn't stop, so we decided. So let's just shut it down, man. We got to shut it down.
What were y'all using the fish?
Nothing. Just a hook. We didn't need no bait. What you need bait for? That's a waste of money.
What do you mean? The fish just looked at the bait.
They looked at it, that's a hook.
Oh, well.
Let me hook on to this. And they jump on the line.
You say jump on the line?
Oh, yeah. No, we use some shrimp and some shiners. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some little slimy stuff.
I got to go get the worms.
That's what it was. There was worms. We used some worms.
Oh, yeah, but you bought it. You purchased it.
Yeah, but I didn't know I could go in my backyard and get some. We used to do our test all the worms. We didn't know.
Go pick up something in a corner someplace.
Yeah.
And pick up. They had a lot of worms in there. Put it in
the bucket.
Yeah,
pick it up. And you go. Now they sell that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and then they count how many they give you. How many worms you want? I don't know. Just give me some. Hold on. Let me count them. Oh, this one is a little long one. This is two for one. What? This is two for one.
Yeah, but and people would say, oh, I got to put that worm on the hooker.
Oh, yeah.
And you, do you ever try to listen to when they cry, when they holler, when you stick them?
No, I ain't never heard them. They're pretty slick. They're kind of slick.
I used to listen. I said, I want to listen. Oh, then you could hear them.
Oh, boy, please. Anyway.
All right.
But
don't
the fishing was
content.
Fun. Don't hit, dog. That's a good song.
Yeah, don't hit me kate on this Saturday morning.
Let's send that to all of our listeners. Don't hit me kate going out to all of our listeners and to all our Zydeco Webbers this morning. We really appreciate you guys listening to us every Saturday morning, and we hope we entertain you enough for you to come back again next Saturday.
Well, it's our fundraiser this coming Saturday.
Is it?
That's
okay. It's coming next Saturday fundraiser.
Fundraiser.
Oh, sound like you got this set up. That I open up
Friday,
on fundraiser.
Start off this Friday
with Raul.
With Raul, bro, with the Blues Show, and he has an excellent show.
Oh, yeah,
he's a bluesologist.
He is.
He knows his stuff on that. Anyway, let's listen to "Don't Hit Me Cotton" by Lil Nate.
All right, come on.
It's one. Alongside the Queen C-Shine. I'm going to take you old time with a new school flavor. Do it, y'all. Attention, Shine. Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to take you with that. Can't forget the roots of Zydeco, no. Do it! I went out Friday night. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't want to come home. Now when I got back, Cartan was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Say, don't you hit me, Cartan. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartan. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Do it, y'all. Hey, to her. Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run. Wanna have some fun. I met this girl. She was in the club. She looking so good. I think I fell in love. She put her face in my chest. I thought she was feeling it too. She said I'm ducking my head, 'cause Cartan passing some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Cartan. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Cartan. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Cartan. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Hey, Cartan. Be Horace. Do it, y'all. Old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm gonna take it way back.
when I go. Just let me down.
Sakite tampe kanai Il s'agitait d'un peu canal, ou allons dans la vallée. Dans la baillée, tu fais un gros mignon. Au ballon, ça fait ma dame, c'est ma dame qu'on a comme moi. Et tu fais un gros mignon, mais ça qui t'est un peu canal, ça qui t'est un peu canal. Au ballon, dans la baillée.
We had Lola Love following this one from California.
California.
Man, we way over there.
Alto, California. That's what it
east.
Is.
East.
Palo Alto.
Yeah, they
What's
got.
What's the difference? West.
Well, they got a little road that separates east and west.
Yeah.
Probably called the interstate or something.
Yeah.
You know, that separate, I guess, east and west. I don't know. Scornipo. But anyway, she called this morning. And
good morning.
Wishing Keith Frank a happy birthday. How about that?
What is Keith Frank's birthday?
Keith Frank's birthday.
Oh.
Today. Happy birthday, Keith man Frank.
That's good.
From Swallow this morning. Want to wish him a happy birthday. And hopefully all is going well for him. And let's play a song. One of his songs.
We'll play the song One Night at Cowboys.
One Night at Cowboys.
And then we're going to follow up with... I really don't know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'll say bon. Keith Frank, happy birthday to you, buddy.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
If you feel good, now let me hear somebody say, yo. I want to know if you feel good. Somebody raise your hands up. We got some feel good music here for you tonight, baby. You feel all right. Come on.
another night, just another night. Just another night, just another night. And cowboys, we keep Frank, and you can take it to the bank. And I like it, I love it, I want a lot more of it. Just another night, cowboys. Just another night, cowboys.
Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Big Booty Judy was a friend of mine. Big Juicy Booty Judy made me lose my mind. Judy made me lose my mind. Booty Judy made me lose my mind.
Wish happy birthday to Frank Nooney's man. I know she got him a big present this morning. Go ahead, Nooney, taking care of your man, Frank. All right. You know what I want to do? I want to book you, baby.
I ain't going to beat around the bush. I'm going to be real with you. I'm trying to see what that thing be like. I'm trying to book you, baby. What's happening? What's up?
Cook, all right. Just want to holler at you.
This got to be the Candyman talking right here.
KD, Joy, Ronnie, good morning, guys. Woody, good morning to you.
Don't get me in trouble.
Just wiggle a little.
Down in the back where the lights don't wanna see. sunshine, Resort Club. I say the roof hanging low and the clothes got me bouncing around. Slim's Waikiki. Everybody's doing that Zydeco.
Do it.
I got a woman right here wanna show me how it goes. Oh, she took my hand, put it on her thigh. She got real close, looked me in my eye. She did a little dip and she wiggled her hip. Next thing I knew, my mind just flipped. From that wiggle wiggle,
the wiggle wiggle,
she touched me with that wiggle wiggle,
wiggle.
She touched me with that wiggle wiggle,
wiggle. The wiggle wiggle,
she touched me with that wiggle wiggle,
wiggle wiggle, wiggle wiggle.
Song, and we certainly appreciate all of you being with us this Saturday. We'll be back again next Saturday, and we're going to do it all over again and have some more fun, hopefully, and make it good for everybody. So, Big Truck, working on your car. Hopefully, it's all going well. And all the Big Truck, Mackie and your Big Truck. Let's have some fun. This is a Saturday. Let's have a good time.
Oh, yeah. Stop me, oh.
Feast your ears on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms with Steve Craig later today, right after Born on the Bayou on KRVS 88.7 and KRVS.org.
This week on This American Life.
Everything that I see, I think of you, so I thought I could just talk to you as I see them.
Instead of our normal kinds of stories, we bring you tapes that people made for each other. Like this one, which was sent to a woman in Italy by a guy who wanted to win her heart and get her to come to New York.
You have to let me know if it's incredibly boring or if it's, or if you like this.
Wednesday nights at 7 on KRVS.
Hi, I'm Dan Phillips, inviting you to Funkify Your Life, Thursday afternoon at 1 and Friday night at 9. I'll be laying down a mix of choice vinyl and CD grooves to make you move right here on listener-supported KRVS, 88.7 FM, and at krvs.org.
Show your financial support for KRVS public media and local programming. Contact us at 337-482-KRVS, krvs.org.
For obscure, experimental, and electronic noise, join me, Lucia Moon, Wednesdays at midnight on Beat Current.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles.
Hey, the Zydeco